Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside Head Football Coach Bryce Payton. For the first time this year, after going 3-6 a year ago, Coach, this was kind of a growing year for you guys. You guys had a lot of young guys that have gotten now some good experience, starting off with your quarterback, Beckham Griffin, who is a sophomore this year. Thoughts on how he is going to shape out this season?
I think it's just like everything. You got to have some time, get some growing pains done. His body has changed even more, from last year. And we're looking, you know, he worked hard this off season on his own, and we're hoping that, just being more familiar with what we expect, in terms of our concepts and things, you know, I think he'll have a much better year and look much more comfortable out there.
Kind of talking about some of your ball carriers, you got guys like Percy Duncan, who's been there for all 4 years now, with this being his senior year, and then a guy like Elijah Moore is kind of a really shifty guy. He almost had 500 yards last year on just 102 carries. Your thoughts on your guys in the backfield?
They're big boys, and they're going to be hard to bring down, I think. And that's what I'm hoping for. Elijah's about 230 pounds, and Percy is about 220, and he ran the ball well for us last year. Going into last season, I didn't really know as a freshman if how many touches Elijah was really going to be able to get and sustain throughout the season. But he showed that he could carry the load some, and I think using two backs will keep everybody fresh and the defense on their toes.
And talking about you guys' pass catchers, Ryder Davis, now a senior. You have a guy like Tyzel Harrington, and you have some other younger guys as well. What are some of the things that we should expect from those guys?
Right, Ryder's one of our core guys. Doesn't complain about getting balls, but he seems to always be open. And Tyzel, he's one of the most athletic kids on our team, and we'll do things once or twice a game that nobody else can do. Just naturally, that's him. But paired up with Percy as well. I mean, I think Percy had 30 some catches last year too. So he'll be able to catch the ball as well and give Beckham some good receivers with Chase Hewins, who also, he didn't catch a ton of balls last year. But he was a starter out there, all 9 games as well. So, having the four core wide receivers back as well is huge.
I'm going to step aside for a quick minute and come back with Riverside Football Coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here for the first time this season with Riverside Head Football Coach Bryce Payton. Talking about you guys' defense last year, had some issues, but they had some glimpses of some good play. Your thoughts on your defense coming into 2023?
It's going to look a little bit different. We don't have 55 Todrick Duncan out there in the middle making tons of tackles. I think he ended the season with about 125 tackles through 8 games. Our kids are going to have to take the adjustment of not looking over their shoulder and waiting for him to make the tackle. A lot of that was inexperience and lack of strength in the Big 7, especially early. And then played a few injury roles late in the season that threw some kids in there in some bad situations. But I think overall, I think we're much more comfortable. The kids are not freshmen anymore. And our older kids are leading the way they should. So we have much more depth, on the defensive line, and in DB's area. So, I'm looking forward to having a better, outing and showings, from our defense this year.
Getting into the thick of the 2023 schedule, first starting off with Jefferson West, as you guys play in week 1. They had their struggles of their own this season. What are your expectations from them and how you guys match up with them?
You know, first games are always hard. So we caught them in one of those situations last year. And, you know, watching back to the film, I don't know how either one of us won the game because we just both kept making mental errors and just giving the other team the ball. And but last year we did come out victorious. So that was huge for us to start our season. We are hoping to, I know that they're going to be more comfortable in what they're doing, this season. They got some returners coming back and we're just looking forward to not turning the ball over and not making mental mistakes. And hopefully that will, do us good enough to win the first game.
And then kind of going further down, looking at district play, this is certainly a very interesting district that you guys are in this year. Certainly a chance for you guys to sneak into playoffs and possibly do some damage.
Right. We like our district and like where we're at. It was super competitive, and I think we kind of surprised some people last year when we beat Jackson Heights and then beat Onega, and then we played Centralia to a last-second score. But I think that just kind of showed our youth, and then the big rivalry with Troy. I guess you can call it a rivalry with Riverside, but, we just kind of got blown out the door at the gates, and this all kind of happened at once. And, you know, we had an injury there. Todrick got hurt in that game, and Percy got hurt in that game, and really kind of hurt us that next week. And we played a really, really good JCN team who's also going to return a lot. So I think our district's going to be very, very competitive and very, very good. I mean, Centralia is going to be top ranked. Jackson Heights is going to be top ranked. I'm just kind of hoping we slide under the radar as long as we can. So, but I know Troy returned. They had 9 seniors last year on the field, and that really helps them. And I know by the time we play them in district play, Derek will have his team ready to go and playing about as best as they can. So, and Onega, the same way. They dealt with a key injury last year that kind of set them back. And I think they're going to be more stable as well. So I think top to bottom, we're going to have a pretty good district, and it's not going to be any cupcakes at all. And we're just going to take one game at a time and try to stay healthy.
It should be interesting to see how that all unfolds. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and look forward to doing this again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law.